It is 9:08 on Friday morning. We traditionally talk to Ian McNulty, and we will in a second. But first, as we try to transition from Francine to normal, for some of us, we're able to do that. For others, not so much. If you're without power, you heard during the news the restoration estimations. I believe that the power companies are doing everything they can to get the power restored, because that's what they do. They sell power, right? And they want to get those meters going. It may not seem as though it's quick enough for you, because when the power goes out, it never is. But keep in mind, the event just happened on Wednesday. A lot of people have been restored already. None of that means anything if it's not you. I get that, but just try to be a little bit patient. Hopefully we'll be back to normal before you know it. They are standing up some pods, distribution pods, for people that have been affected by the storm. State officials are going to set up some pods that should be opening soon, and no tarps. Keep this in mind. No blue tarps, but water, MREs, and ice if you're in need. And again, there's only so much, so if you're not in need, please just don't get it just to go get it or tie up the lines. But this is for people that need the help. Morgan City is at 728 Myrtle Street in Morgan City. That's going to be opening up soon. Again, water, MREs, and ice. Terrebonne Civic Center in Houma, 346 Civic Center Boulevard. That's going to be opening up soon. In Montague, the Montague Recreation Gym, 107 Recreation Drive, water, MREs, and ice. No blue tarps in any of these. It's all water, MREs, and ice. I keep saying that so everybody understands. I don't want you getting in line waiting for a blue tarp, and there ain't none. In Chauvin, Little Caillou Road, Ward 7 Citizens Club, that's 5006 Highway 56. Opening soon at the Living Word Church in Schriever, 1916 LA 311. That's in Terrebonne Parish. Another one in Terrebonne Parish, the Bayou Blue Fire Department Central Station, 1870 Bayou Blue Road in Houma. The opening at noon. Thank you for sending me that, Jordan. These are opening at noon. I missed that. So, again, to recap, Morgan City Auditorium in Morgan City, Terrebonne Civic Center in Houma. I believe if you live there, you know where those are. Montague Recreation Gym in Montague, Little Caillou Ward 7 Citizens Club, 5006 Highway 56 in Chauvin, Living Word Church in Schriever, and the Bayou Blue Fire Department on Bayou Blue Road in Houma. All of those opening at noon. Distribution points for water, MREs, and ice if you need them. And God bless everybody that's been affected by the storm. And thank God for those of us that weren't. Ian McNulty joins us now to talk about food and drinking as we try to get back to some semblance of normal. How you doing, Ian McNulty?
Feeling a little closer to normal myself over here, Tommy. But before we get any further, I just wanted to commend you and the whole radio team for the work that you do. It's important day after day, but man, when the stakes are down, what you guys do, the power of the reach of the broadcast and the way that that you get the important information out to people is really, really, really makes a difference. It did for me personally, all through the run up to this, during and after. So thank you for what you do.
That's awful nice of you to say. It is a team effort led by Diane Newman and our general manager Dan Barron and everybody from there. So I'll just say thanks to all of them for their help, and thank you for the nice words. And I can only speak for myself, but I'll tell you this, having grown up here, it's a privilege to be able to do this. That's the way I look at it. I really sincerely mean that. Let's talk about restaurants reopening after Hurricane Francine. And it's, a traditionally slow time of year, right, Ian? So whenever you have something like this, it can't help anything.
Well, yeah, that's right. This is the tail end of summer. It's been a slow one. But there's a lot coming along down the pipeline. And it was, you know, really kind of starting to get the light at the end of the tunnel, like even maybe in a week or so, you know, with some conferences and shows and stuff coming to town, and that's all happening. So, you know, that adds a little more spark to the, like, hey, let's get past this. Let's get back to business. We have a lot of company coming to town. We have a lot of people coming over. let's get our house in order again. And you know, for a lot of restaurants that I've talked to, that's happened. That started happening yesterday. The impacts of Francine are so hodgepodge. I mean, it's just like everybody you know in your life, you know, it depends on where they live, what their particular situation is, sometimes what block they're on.
Yep.
You know, I've talked to restaurant people who are on one block with no power looking down the street like, well, that restaurant's open down there. And also, I have to say, a lot of restaurant people I've talked to, once bitten, twice shy. They learned things as recently as Ida and put in some of their own countermeasures, if you will, generators and just more of their contingency planning to be able to get open in some capacity, if not full capacity, as soon as the coast was clear. So I saw a lot of that yesterday, and a lot of restaurants that weren't open yesterday will be open today. I'll give you one little vignette, if I can here, Tommy. Scott Craig, restaurateur, runs Katie's mm-hmm. and Francesca mm-hmm. In Lakeview. Katie's in Mid-City, Francesca and Harrison in Lakeview. Just got in touch with him, and they lost power in Mid-City for about 13 hours, which is not terrible. Well, you know, a lot of us slept through a lot of those hours after the storm hit.
Not all of us.
Not all of us. But for the food situation, you know, the clock is ticking, and so you know they're keeping careful check on the situation of their food security. And you know, if it was under the bar for only a couple hours, nope, clear it all out, get a restock, start again. So that was the story of Katie's. They're reopening today around 4 o'clock, not because of any significant damage to the property or you know they got the power back yesterday, but you know you have to go in, assess, see where you are, what the condition of your supply is. Scott, in that case, restock it. But on the other hand,
Scott's a good guy. I just want to get that out again. 4 o'clock today, they reopen, Ian?
Yeah, that's Katie's in Mid-City.
Gotcha.
It's right over there. Like the New Orleans neighborhood joint triangle of Mandina is also reopening today, and Laius is up in Bienville, smack in the middle of them. But on the other hand, his restaurant, Francesca, in Lakeview, didn't lose power at all. So they've been trucking along. Lakeview got hit a lot harder by the street flooding than other parts, but over at Francesca, they were fine. So it really has been a case of certainly neighborhood by neighborhood, if not block by block. You know, I take nothing for granted after these storms, though, Tommy. You know, these restaurants that are always there for us, that have been around for generations, and you can't tell by the street. You know, I spent yesterday driving around just kind of doing a wellness check at a lot of places, and I find myself, well, no, I better call the manager, I better call the family owners. You never know if the back of one of these ancient buildings just collapsed. I mean, we saw it happen in Hurricane Ida to Central Grocery, and they're still on the cusp of reopening 3 years after that, for getting their muffaladas back because the neighboring building collapsed under the weight of that storm and sent a torrent of bricks down through Central Grocery. It wasn't even their own building that did it that time. So, but the good news is the people that I talked to, there's been really no drama like that. I mean, Antoine's, Arnaud's, Galatoire's, these are all places significantly that are in the French Quarter and also the CBD that have their wires underground. So they didn't lose power. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, much, much stronger resilience built into their infrastructure down there because of that. And so, you know, they were able to, the next day after the storm died down, take a look around and be like, okay, we're good. Now here comes the task of organizing our staff again, right? So for big operations like that, that's the big challenge because you got your people all over the area and they're having different impacts to their lives and their families and their households too. But the bottom line is these places do want to get back open. A lot of them have reservations and sometimes events on the books that were booked, you know, before Francine became a threat to us, which was only, what was that, Monday, Sunday night? I mean, I went to bed after that Saints game on Sunday thinking, okay, this is going to be a nice week and best wishes for wherever this hurricane goes. This looks like it's coming to New Orleans, and then that swiftly changed. That's when I started
Let me tell you something. I was the same way, Ian. Yeah. I'm all excited about the Saints' victory. Had a couple of beers, feeling good, and then I got a text from Jordan around 5 o'clock about meteorologists coming on. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? And that's when I found out. So,
yeah, right. I mean, this was a quickie, right? I mean, this was Yeah, I mean, it swooped in fast and changed that trajectory multiple times. And that was, I know I was giving restaurant people the shakes because, you know, you go from, no, I think we're going to be okay. Yeah, everybody come in and, yeah, we're taking reservations. Or let's host that special event we've had on the books for a month to, I think we're shutting this whole thing down to, oh, maybe it's not going to be that bad to, yeah, everyone hunker down and we'll see you on the other side of it. So, you know, it was really a play it by ear situation the day before. I mean, on Wednesday, I spent the day driving around, checking in on people, and, you know, some of them were, they're changing their plan hour to hour. And, you know, you can do that if you're a little smaller, a little more nimble. Like I say, for the big operations, you know, it's much more of a logistical dance that they have to orchestrate between staff, suppliers, everything else. So I'm just really grateful that that it seems that most of them got through with the worst being power outage, a loss of business, which is, you know, not great, but the ability to get back in there when the lights turn back on, reassess, restock, and get back at it, and get their employees back to work, because that's really important too. If you're working shifts and working for tips, you know, that's not a working from home situation or a take the day off and we'll see you when the office reopens kind of situation with your salary taken away. These are folks that definitely want the shifts and tips, and especially like through a slow summer. So I was actually relieved to drive down Bourbon Street yesterday and pop into Galatoire's and see they're actually open for lunch. So the great waiter, Brian Casey, standing outside in his tuxedo, said, hey, come on in, take a look. There are exactly two tables in all of Galatoire's dining room on Thursday. But I guararantee you on Friday, their big traditional day for the big
lunch. Yeah, that'll be back today. They'll be back today.
Yeah, so check it out. Go to NOLA.com. Go to my Instagram, actually, Ian McNulty NOLA. You can see some photos that I took throughout the day, including one of the Galatoire's dining room with a spare four people in it and all the tables set and ready. It was a little eerie, but yeah, I'm happy for how swiftly things are getting back to it.
If you look at the lower right hand corner of that picture, that's the table that I sat at last time I was there.
Is that right? Okay, I'm surprised there's not a plaque there, Tommy.
But when you say traditional waiter, you're not talking about the guy that retired. He's not back, is he?
No. I mean, there's a lot of great waiters at Galatoire's.
But you know who I'm talking about. You wrote the story about him. What's his name? He's a smallish man from either St. John the Baptist Parish. I forgot where he was from, but he always had a story. Always had a joke.
Yeah, that was the great Johnny Fontenot. That's right.
Him, that's right, exactly. Where was he from?
He was from Ville Platte. A lot of the Cajun, the great Cajun waiters of Galatoire's through the year actually came from the small Boudin obsessed village of Ville Platte and made their way. They were Opelousas too, and made their way to New Orleans. Yeah, but he's retired. Unfortunately, you know, I mean, fortunately for him, he definitely did. Had logged his years, but his spirit resides in Galatoire's.
Let me take a break here. I want to talk about it, and Galatoire's doesn't need our attention or anything, but I just want to talk to you about the entity, the phenomenon that is Galatoire's for people that have never been and really won't get it until they have been. Because I think that's one thing that maybe we've not really drilled down on. I know there's some other things we're going to talk about. I'm getting some questions here. The Oakland Art Jeweler talking text line wide open, 504-260-1870. Somebody's looking for a place to take their fella, 60-year-old fella, et cetera. I know that we're trying to find out from Orleans Parish about the water conservation thing as far as the lift station goes. I would think they're beyond that now, but we'll double check to make sure. I know Joe Valiente told us earlier that in Jefferson Parish, they're back to normal. So wash whatever you got to wash, shower, do whatever. Everything's fine. Use as much water as you want. Ian McNulty rejoins us when we come back on WWL. 928, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ian McNulty, covers food and dining culture for The Times speaking to you, New Orleans Advocate. Ian, let me get to a text here real quick. This got nothing to do really with eating or drinking, but I do think it is kind of a tale, if you will, for the area. Somebody texted in, 910, said, sitting here in Tarrytown, minding my own business, and the power just went out. We had power throughout the storm. What in tarnation? And I texted back and I said, sometimes they have to cut you off to hook up somebody else. And they texted back and said, I hope that's the case. But, in capital letters, I evacuated my 91-year-old mom to Alabama. The only reason I came back was because Tarrytown has power. I'm her caretaker. Now the power out and the house being all electric, I have no way to cook her breakfast or make a cup of coffee for that matter. Sorry, had to vent. Thank you all. And then a minute later, a text comes back and says, ah, power back on. I feel foolish now. Have a good weekend. And I texted back, you too. I admire and respect your honesty and candid, because it's hard to find nowadays. And when your power's out, and you are a man of reason, Ian, I know you, we're friends. Just, if you will, maybe for people that like you and respect you, talk about being a little patient, because the storm just happened Wednesday. And as somebody texted it, it seems like a lot longer than that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tommy. Now, time takes its relativity curves through things like this. We were just talking about before the break on Sunday, it was all saints and let's revel in this win and let's send best wishes to everyone we know down along the Sabine River or maybe in Lake Charles or possibly Lafayette, wherever the thing was going to go. And then, you know, that was on Sunday. That seems like a month ago now. Monday. These things, they fill you with a lot of anxiety, and especially those of us who've been here through some of the real bigger storms, it can take a toll on your nerves. But that's good advice. It really is. Take a look around, count your blessings, and get on with it.
Somebody texted in, and this goes to what I said before. I'm 71, never been to Galatoire's or Antoine's or on Arnaud's, and I'd like to know more about them. And I do think that this Galatoire's thing is, and the Legers took me there, Walt Jr. and the Third, or however many of them there are. There are about a dozen of them, but, and I say that because they're friends, but and it really was eye-opening to me that this treasure of Galatoire's would be there that I'd heard so much about, and it's not just a meal, it's an experience. If you don't mind, tell me a little bit about Galatoire's and for the audience that maybe would be looking for something truly different to do.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's the whole reason I did this, what I call wellness check on these restaurants right after the storm, because you can't take places like this for granted. You know, Arnaud's, Antoine's, Galatoire's. Nobody is going to make restaurants like this again if they close, if they burn down, if they're taken out by a hurricane, whatever the situation is. These are not restaurants that somebody would draw up in a boardroom or in an entrepreneurial meeting and say, this is what we're going to do as our next business, because it would be impossible. They have to have evolved through time, in some cases for the sheer size and scale of them, which is wondrous. You walk around, taking a visitor for a stroll through Antoine's is one of my pleasures of hosting. And just seeing this place unfold like a movie set from the 1800s, ditto with Arnaud's. Like going to dinner there is like visiting the French opera. It's amazing. There's various bars. There's a bar you didn't even know was there, hidden around the corner. Fascinating. And then you have the case of Galatoire's, which is smaller than those other two, similar in vintage. 1905 was the start date there. And it's grown into, a series of upstairs, downstairs dining rooms. But the main action, I would say, is in the original dining room, this mirror-lined room, all white ceiling fans that for some reason don't move up above, and the swaying pendulum of a clock at the one end of the room, and then curtains separating you from the ticky-tacky rattle and hum of Bourbon Street all right through the paneling of glass. And you open the door, you walk in, and you've entered this different realm. And it's one that really is formed by the history there. It has a distinctive cuisine, the French Creole cuisine, which is French cooking translated to the Gulf Coast a long, long time ago and carried through the ages by these chefs through these kitchens. But it really, is shaped by New Orleans people themselves, by the celebrations and the sort of bonhomie that they bring to the room. And it's not a coincidence that a lot of the tables there are formed into six tops, eight tops, ten tops. It's the kind of place where people want to bring the tribe, whether that's their family or their friends, and have special occasions, whether that is just whether that's, you know, a holiday or, you know, the special occasion of a Friday lunch that you know is going to last all afternoon, or the, you know, the everyday celebration of, hey, let's go to dinner on Wednesday because we can. And like I say, the Friday lunch there is really special. If I was going to Galatoire's for Friday lunch, first of all, I would take the second half of the day off, block that out. I would be mentally getting ready right now. I would be, dressing up, putting on my finest for the season, whatever that season is. And I would be, I would be having the anticipation of what's to come all morning and on the way down there. And I would actually probably have a small pre-lunch knowing that, the way it rolls there, you usually start at the bar, you have a few drinks, you get your people together, then you get to your table and maybe you have another drink, then you look at the wine list and, you know, the day can get pretty far along before you've had your first course. So I always counsel people, if you're going to Galatea's lunch, you know, have a quesadilla or something beforehand. You know, a little something to line the bed. And just, you know, you sit there and you look around the room.
Wait, what did you say? A little something to line the bed?
Yeah, line the bed. You know,
I like it. Yeah,
make a sure. put a quilt down for the old fashioned martinis and pain to come.
No, but you know what? Let me jump in for a second because that's important, I think, because this sounds crazy to say this, but the eating part of it is not the main reason to go to Galatoire's. Does that make sense to you or not? It's about the whole experience.
Yeah, like I said, these restaurants do serve a distinctive cuisine that is New Orleans. You know, in many cases, sort of a reflection of what New Orleans, how New Orleans became and what it was, the heavy French influence, the Gulf Coast aspect of it and how it evolved. So it's interesting in its own right, but these are not restaurants that you're going to for haute cuisine or for anything that's sort of, the chef's creativity really shining through here, or his new interpretation of this or that. It's to have the meal that your grandparents had, you know, in some cases, course by course, exactly the same. But these are experienced restaurants, you know, all restaurants are to a certain extent, but going to these restaurants, it's like going to the theater, you know, I mean, you dress up, the theatrical interactions are with your waiter, in the setting that you're in and with the other people in the restaurant, with the other tables. You know, Galatoire's, especially on a Friday, just looking around the room and seeing who's there and the antics that are built around them.
A shared experience.
Yeah, it can feel like a cocktail party where it's not contained to the table that you were seated at. You know, there can be a lot of table hopping. There's a lot of socializing. But it's not just the Friday there. I mean, the Friday lunch is kind of the peak thing there. And I always like to go, you know, I try to go around the holidays. It's always really fun. I try to go, you know, in the summertime at the opposite end of the year when it's slow and maybe, you know, the business is a little more appreciated. But anytime you go throughout the year, you know, throughout the week, there's a certain feeling and setting to the place. And it's the way the way that people bring their personality and their celebrations into the room that helps make it special. And it's the traditions that they upkeep there that make it a place where people want to do that.
That being said, you don't have to be a regular to have a good time, but you might have a better time if you go to somebody, as I did with Walter Leger the second and Junior and the third, I think it was. Again, they got a bunch of them, so it's hard to tell. But to kind of like hold your hand and take you through and explain what it is that you're looking at and what you're seeing, and because it is an experience, man. I hope, and somebody texted in and said, when Ian speaks, it's like poetry. I want to go to Galatoire's now. Somebody else texted and said, please dress up. And it's not about, like you're talking about eating a quesadilla before you go. And I hope this doesn't sound weird to people, but unless you've gone, you don't know. it's not about getting in, eating, and getting out and quick, rapid service or anything like that. If you're expecting that, Galatoire's is not your place. It's about the goings-on around the meal. Accurate?
Absolutely correct, yes. It's, it's like I said, going to the theater, and these places, Galatoire's especially, has a high degree of theatrics built in. It's not, it's not a theme restaurant, not putting
right.
it on.
But unlike that restaurant, the African place, I forgot the name of it, where you sit and then the chef comes out and tells you about the background of the meals in Fiji, the people themselves are the show. You're part of the show, in essence.
Sure. Yeah, you're referring to Dakar Nola, much more modern tasting menu restaurant uptown. This is about the people you're with, the people at the other tables, the setting that you're in. It's grand, people watching for sure. But, you're also part of it. Like, yes, the listeners said dress up. People are protective of it. These are traditional places that are not stodgy, but they run at a certain level. And I think people are protective of them because they know how rare that is and how distinctly New Orleans the traditions that carry on there are. There are modern versions of this. Go to Commander's Palace, and the menu is much more modern. Chef Meg, puts her stamp on it. It's changing the menu all the time. Wonderful place that also has that sense of fun built into a high-end dining room, right? It's a place to dress up but have fun.
But it's no Galatoire's.
Well, no, nothing of Galatoire's. They're different iterations of that New Orleans spirit. Let's put it that way. You can do this. You can try to have your own Galatoire's experience. Almost anywhere. And I've done this before. I've had long Friday lunches with friends who wanted to celebrate, especially around the holidays or something. We'd go to Bayona. We went to Koshan one time for this. We went to Le Petit Grocery uptown one time for this. And just kind of giving them the heads up, like, hey, we're not trying to turn the table. We're going to tip generously.
Right.
We're going to have a couple rounds.
We're here for the long term. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Ian, we got to run in a second, but give me a quick recommendation. Right. Somebody wants to take their guy out for a 60th birthday celebration. Give me an idea for tonight.
I was just at Steak Knife on Tuesday as the storm was setting up. One of those come what may, who knows what tomorrow's going to bring kind of meals, and it was outstanding. It's in Lakeview and Harrison. Great steaks in there. Bobby Roth does a heck of a job with his team, and a perfect martini at the bar from AJ, the barman.
Thank you, and a pleasure as always. We'll take a break, come back. I'm going to go over these pods real quick. MREs, ice and water, starting at noon. Morgan City Auditorium, Terrebonne Civic Center, Montague Recreation Gym, Little Caillou Ward 7 Citizens Club in Chauvin, Living Word Church in Schriever, and Bayou Blue Fire Department Central Station. Starting at noon, no blue tarps, but MREs, water, and ice. If you need them, 942. JR and some weekend winners when we come back. Right now, time for traffic, WWL. Here we are, 9:48, big weekend of action. We're all ready, JR, to get back to it after dealing with Francine. We want to talk football, and that's what we're going to do. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, Tommy. I hope you made it out of the storm all right. And thoughts and prayers to everybody in the Louisiana area and anyone affected by the storm. You guys are always in our thoughts. And I got to tell you, man, it's got to be tough living down there with all them storms constantly coming in.
It is, JR.
The threat.
It is, but you know what? It's part of life, and there are trade-offs everywhere you live. 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's the number you call. JR is with Taking Vegas. He's got a free pick for you right now, waiting on that. He's going to give us a free pick, rather. But he is 2-0 on his free picks. You got to hang on for that. Tell me what's on the number at 888-9-WIN-NOW. I'm confused about the free picks. I can't read my notes. It's been a long week, and I'm sleep-deprived, JR. Help me through it.
I'll tell you this much, Tommy. You know it's my job to put my resources where they count. I know I do this interview every week with you, and we had such an incredible record the last multiple years with and against LSU. It's been really downright incredible. So I love the game this week. You guys finally have your second big matchup of the year. The opener was obviously big, and now this week you go on the road. You're taking on South Carolina in South Carolina. The line on the game opened up -7. It's come down to -6.5, LSU being the favorite. And, guys, I'm going to tell you, tell you this right now. Do not even think about betting this game without calling and getting the pick from us absolutely free. It's on a recorded line, and it is absolutely free when you dial 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-994-6669. And when you dial the number, it's simple. You will get the winner of this LSU-South Carolina point spread matchup, guys, absolutely free. And again, it's on the recorded line when you dial 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-994-6669.
And to be clear, since you started this year, you're 2-0 on those free picks, right?
The free picks here on air, we are 2-0. And the picks they've been calling for, the false favorite that I keep mentioning every week. Last week, the false favorite was Illinois. They won the game outright, a nice, hefty underdog. The week before was North Texas. And I told you that last year we were 9-1 in false favorites that we offered to the public on air. And not only did we go 9-1, all nine of the winners won outright at an average price of +155. So these false favorites, when we tell you to get them in, we don't want you just betting the game itself. We're telling you to take the money line and get the value, because that's what it's all about, guys. So take advantage of the information. I mean, gosh, we're giving you a big blowout winner in the LSU-South Carolina game for free at 888-9-WIN-NOW. And if you're serious and you really want to do this right, sign up with us. I mean, we're letting you in for as little as $99, guys, to hang out with us for a week so we can prove to you not just how great our games are, but how really excellent we are at managing your bankroll and helping you with the discipline that you're going to need to get through this season, actually making money for yourself and not depositing every time you go on the app.
You can't go on emotion. You got to go on knowledge and information. That's what you do. However, I will say that that false favorite bet is one of the best you can make, because you can put your feet up and enjoy the game.
You do. And you know what? Make sure you tune in Sunday morning at 7 a.m. your time. The TakenVegas.com radio show is going to be airing this upcoming week on Sunday. We're on Saturdays as well sometimes. But, guys, that's a great show. I mean, we break down the games. We give you free picks. We show you how to make money. So if you're not calling, at least tune in Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to listen to that Taken Vegas radio show right here on WWL.
JR, I talked about emotion and taking out of it. Sometimes people, you know, you talk about 2-0, you're off to a good start. Some people tend to think I'm invincible, but that's not the case. This is a marathon, not a sprint, when it comes to managing your bankroll.
Definitely. And that's one of the things that I think that our clients respect us for, is that we don't just talk about all the wins. I think it's important to acknowledge that you're going to lose. We're not going to win every game. That's just part of the equation. If you don't like losing, you can't bet on sports, okay? It's going to happen. Just like if you don't like losing, you can't bet blackjack. You're going to lose hands. But it's how you manage your money that is going to dictate whether you win or lose by the end of the year. I mean, we've got guys that will literally call us and say, yeah, I went 7-2 last week, but I'm down $4,000. Well, how are you 7-2 and down money unless you chased the two losers with all the money that you made on the seven winners? So we're going to help you be able to break down how much you're working with, how much of a percentage of your bankroll makes sense to be able to be betting on each game. And of course, the biggest key is to try to not only increase the amount that you're betting through time. As you're winning, you want to increase your bets, but you really want to lower the exposure of your bankroll, the percentage that you're putting into play. So in the long run, we're never going to ask you, or you shouldn't be betting more than 5% on something huge in comparison to your bankroll. But when you're starting out, that number can be much higher, just so that you can establish the bankroll and get the risk out of the way early as much as possible, and try to work with house money and increase your bets, lowering the exposure. And I know getting a little too detailed, probably confusing people, and that's why they should call that number, 888-9-WIN-NOW, to get this winner of the LSU-South Carolina game free on the recorded line. And let us help you, guys, if you're serious, sign up with us for a little deal, and let us show you how to make money for the rest of the year, how to hold on to your bankroll.
It's no fugazi, but I'll tell you what, I talked to you about a Lanyap and what that is. Give me a Lanyap pick, JR.
A Lanyap pick. What is, now you
that's
got me
extra.
Asking.
Lanyap is a little extra.
What is Lanyap?
Lanyap is a little extra, a little something. That's a Cajun word. A little something extra, a French word. So
a
you always give us
something. All right.
You always
I
give us
it.
A free pick on the area. A little something, something. There you go.
So, look, you got the Packers at home at Lambeau Field this week. They're already 0-1. Jordan Love, big injury. Don't know how long he's going to be out for. Anthony Richardson probably threw the best ball that I've seen in some time last week. The Colts also 0-1. But look, there's just not going to be a lot of scoring in this matchup without Jordan Love at the helm. And you've got this Malik Willis, who's only started four games so far in his career. And they've been beleaguered at that. He was on the practice squad just more than a month ago. They're just not going to be able to move the football. There's going to be a lot of run game going on in this matchup from both sides of the ball. Time of possession is going to be big. The line on the total has come down 3 points from 43.5 to 40.5, and that's for good reason. This game's going way under. I don't see them scoring more than 32 points. Go under in the Colts-Packers game. That's the free one on air.
JR, I need a quick yes or no. Your two is dead. You telling him to retire or not?
I'm not telling to retire. Absolutely not. But look, guys, what we want to do is take you out with the best of the best. Call that number, 888-9-WIN now. Get the winner of LSU taking on South Carolina. And if you can't make the call, guys, just go ahead and text WIN to 545454. We'll text you the game. Text WIN to 545454. Always appreciate you having me on, Tommy. And guys, be safe, have fun, and go out there and make some money.
Here we are, 9:48, big weekend of action. We're all ready, JR, to get back to it after dealing with Francine. We want to talk football, and that's what we're going to do. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, Tommy. I hope you made it out of the storm all right. And thoughts and prayers to everybody in the Louisiana area and anyone affected by the storm. You guys are always in our thoughts. And I got to tell you, man, it's got to be tough living down there with all them storms constantly coming in.
It is,
you know,
JR.
The threat.
It is, but you know what? It's part of life, and there are trade-offs everywhere you live. 888-9-WIN now. That's the number you call. JR is with Taking Vegas. He's got a free pick for you right now, waiting on that. He's going to give us a free pick, rather. But he is 2-0 on his free picks. You got to hang on for that. Tell me what's on the number at 888-9-WIN now. I'm confused about the free picks. I can't read my notes. It's been a long week, and I'm sleep-deprived, JR. Help me through it.
I'll tell you this much, Tommy. You know it's my job to put my resources where they count. I know I do this interview every week with you, and we had such an incredible record the last multiple years with and against LSU. It's been really downright incredible. So I love the game this week. You guys finally have your second big matchup of the year. The opener was obviously big, and now this week you go on the road. You're taking on South Carolina in South Carolina. The line on the game opened up -7. It's come down to -6.5, LSU being the favorite. And, guys, I'm going to tell you this right now. Do not even think about betting this game without calling and getting the pick from us absolutely free. It's on a recorded line, and it is absolutely free when you dial 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-994-6669. And when you dial the number, it's simple. You will get the winner of this LSU-South Carolina point spread matchup, guys, absolutely free. And again, it's on the recorded line when you dial 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-994-6669.
And to be clear, since you start this year, you're 2-0 on those free picks, right?
The free picks here on air, we are 2-0. And the picks they've been calling for, the false favorite that I keep mentioning
yes.
every week. Last week, the false favorite was Illinois. They won the game outright, a nice, hefty underdog. The week before was North Texas. And I told you that last year we were 9-1 in false favorites that we offered to the public on air. And not only did we go 9-1, all nine of the winners won outright at an average price of +155. So these false favorites, when we tell you to get them in, we don't want you just betting the game itself. We're telling you to take the money line and get the value, because that's what it's all about, guys. So take advantage of the information. I mean, gosh, we're giving you a big blowout winner in the LSU-South Carolina game for free at 888-9-WIN-NOW. And if you're serious and you really want to do this right, sign up with us. I mean, we're letting you in for as little as $99, guys, to hang out with us for a week so we can prove to you not just how great our games are, but how really excellent we are at managing your bankroll and helping you with the discipline that you're going to need to get through this season, actually making money for yourself and not depositing every time you go on the app.
You can't go on emotion. You got to go on knowledge and information. That's what you do. However, I will say that false favorite bet is one of the best you can make, because you can put your feet up and enjoy the game.
You do. And you know what? Make sure you tune in Sunday morning at 7 a.m. your time. The TakenVegas.com radio show is going to be airing this upcoming week on Sunday. We're on Saturdays as well sometimes. But, guys, that's a great show. I mean, we break down the games. We give you free picks. We show you how to make money. So if you're not calling, at least tune in Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to listen to that Taken Vegas radio show right here on WWL.
JR, I talked about emotion and taking out of it. Sometimes people, you know, you talk about 2-0, you're off to a good start. Some people tend to think I'm invincible, but that's not the case. This is a marathon, not a sprint, when it comes to managing your bankroll.
Definitely. And that's one of the things that I think that our clients respect us for, is that we don't just talk about all the wins. I think it's important to acknowledge that you're going to lose. We're not going to win every game. That's just part of the equation. If you don't like losing, you can't bet on sports, okay? It's going to happen. Just like if you don't like losing, you can't bet blackjack. You're going to lose hands. But it's how you manage your money that is going to dictate whether you win or lose by the end of the year. I mean, we've got guys that will literally call us and say, yeah, I went 7-2 last week, but I'm down $4,000. Well, how are you 7-2 and down money unless you chased the two losers with all the money that you made on the seven winners? So we're going to help you be able to break down how much you're working with, how much of a percentage of your bankroll makes sense to be able to be betting on each game. And of course, the biggest key is to try to not only increase the amount that you're betting through time. As you're winning, you want to increase your bets, but you really want to lower the exposure of your bankroll, the percentage that you're putting into play. So in the long run, we're never going to ask you, or you shouldn't be betting more than 5% on something huge in comparison to your bankroll. But when you're starting out, that number can be much higher, just so that you can establish the bankroll and get the risk out of the way early as much as possible, and try to work with house money and increase your bets, lowering the exposure. And I know getting a little too detailed, probably confusing people, and that's why they should call that number, 888-9-WIN-NOW, to get this winner of the LSU-South Carolina game free on the recorded line. And let us help you, guys, if you're serious, sign up with us for a little deal, and let us show you how to make money for the rest of the year, how to hold on to your bankroll.
It's no fugazi, but I'll tell you what, I talked to you about Lanyap and what that is. Give me a Lanyap pick, JR.
A Lanyap pick. What is, now you got
extra.
Me asking.
Lanyap is a little extra.
Lanyap, what is Lanyap?
Lanyap is a little extra, a little something. That's a Cajun word. A little something extra, a French word.
So you always give us something. All right.
You always give us a free pick on the area. A little something, something. There you go.
So, look, you got the Packers at home at Lambeau Field this week. They're already 0-1. Jordan Love, big injury. Don't know how long he's going to be out for. Anthony Richardson probably threw the best ball that I've seen in some time last week. The Colts also 0-1. But, look, there's just not going to be a lot of scoring in this matchup. Without Jordan Love at the helm, and you've got this Malik Willis, who's only started four games so far in his career, and they've been beleaguered at that. He was on the practice squad just more than a month ago. They're just not going to be able to move the football. There's going to be a lot of run game going on in this matchup from both sides of the ball. Time of possession is going to be big. The line on the total has come down 3 points from 43.5 to 40.5, and that's for good reason. This game's going way under. I don't see them scoring more than 32 points. Go under in the Colts-Packers game. That's the free one on air.
JR, I need a quick yes or no. Your two is dead. You telling him to retire or not?
I'm not telling to retire, absolutely not. But look, guys, what we want to do is take you out with the best of the best. Call that number, 888-9-WIN-NOW. Get the winner of LSU taking on South Carolina. And if you can't make the call, guys, just go ahead and text WIN to 545454. We'll text you the game. Text WIN to 545454. Always appreciate you having me on, Tommy. And guys, be safe, have fun, and go out there and make some money.